Elizabeth Warren jabs Bernie Sanders, plays gender card in appeal to Iowa voters, women win. By Hannah Blow on January 27, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is playing the gender card just days ahead of the February 3 Iowa caucuses, telling voters in the Hawkeye state over the weekend that women win. Warren, speaking at a campaign event in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, on Sunday, attempted to appeal to voters with her status as a woman, telling the crowd that they should caucus for her, because I know how to fight and I know how to win, later adding, women win. Why should I or anyone else who's caucusing next week caucus for you and not Bernie Sanders or any other Democratic candidate? She asked the crowd, according to local media reports. Let me tell you why you should caucus for me, I know how to fight and I know how to win. She continued, citing her victory over former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, RMA, in 2012. People said to me, Elizabeth, you can't in this race. You can't win, but you should definitely get in this race. All I can say is Democrats, get a better sales pitch, she said. That whole thing about women, let's just be clear, this is not 2016. When Donald Trump got elected, the world changed, Warren continued, adding, women win. What the numbers show right now is women candidates are outperforming men candidates in competitive elections, Warren added during the stop, according to CBS2/Fox 28. Warren's play of the gender card follows weeks of tension between herself and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who, according to CNN and Warren, told her during a meeting in 2018 that he did not believe a woman could win the election. He has forcefully denied the claim. While Warren said at the time of her initial statement that she had no interest in discussing this private meeting any further, she maintained the claim during the Democrat debate in Iowa and subtly referenced it again to the crowd in Cedar Rapids on Sunday. The latest Emerson College poll on Iowa shows Warren falling to fourth place behind Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, with 11% support.